I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Richard Clayton. This week, In the Air Tonight.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my
The coolification of Phil Collins is among pop's most curious turnarounds. The former Genesis drummer and frontman scored 7 number one singles in the US in the 1980s and more than 100 million album sales worldwide after launching his solo career with the song In the Air Tonight. By the mid-1990s, though, his name was mud with critics. Popular tastes changed too, and his earnest balladry came to seem as corny as one of his flat caps. Today, however, he is lauded by the influential Kiwi singer-songwriter Lorde, covered by Kanye West, and remotely fist-bumped by such Brooklyn hipsters as Yesaya. This is largely down to gangster rap, a Cadbury's chocolate-promoting gorilla, and the gated reverb sound of In the Air Tonight. Hip-hop never got the memo about Collins being uncool. The rapper Ice-T reportedly once told a disparaging hack, "Don't mess with my Phil." And DMX sampled the eerie synth line and core lyric of In the Air Tonight on his track I Can Feel It in 1998.
With the blazing tracks. When I make that, you fake cats have violent dreams. Takes another dog to be able to hear my silent screams.
What DMX and others, including Nas and Tupac, heard in the Air Tonight is probably the same emotional directness and atmospheric production that make it such an obvious template for the current wave of murky, down-tempo R&B, exemplified by acts from James Blake to The Weeknd. The track opened Collins' 1981 debut solo album, Face Value, and it's built around the ominous chant, "I can feel it coming in the air tonight, O Lord." You might well call it an ambient blues. Collins had played with Brian Eno in the 1970s, so he understood ambient music. He wrote In the Air Tonight at the lowest of ebbs and in the saddest of keys, D minor. His first wife had left him, so he set up a studio in his bedroom and poured out his pain over a Prophet 5 synthesizer and a Roland CR78 drum machine. The words were mostly improvised. Collins continues to maintain he doesn't know what the song means beyond it being a litany of, quote, anger, bitterness, and hurt. It took the boss of Atlantic Records, Ahmet Erdogan, to encourage him to turn the demo into a proper record. And the rest is Collins' solo career. The characteristic drum sound, which became a blueprint for much 1980s rock and funk, was a happy accident. It had been discovered by Collins and the engineer Hugh Padgham when the pair were working on Peter Gabriel's third album. By chance, Padgham heard Collins' drums in the studio through the talkback microphone on a new console. With the room echo, the drums sounded huge and wonderfully distorted. Padgham added a so-called noise gate effect to increase the punchiness of the signal by cutting it off quickly. It's the sonic equivalent of not knowing what has hit you. With Padgham producing Collins' album Face Value, they recreated the technique to produce one of the world's most celebrated drum breaks on In the Air Tonight. The way the drums batter out of the album version is like a defiant snarl of rage, and it is all the more powerful and surprising for the minimal build-up. For the single, Ahmet Ertegun insisted that an initial backbeat be overdubbed for easier listening. The song was only pipped as a UK number one by John Lennon's posthumous chart topper, Woman. But the advertising agency behind the famous British 2007 chocolate bar television commercial shrewdly used the original. The drumming gorilla seems to have been waiting all his life before launching into his big fill. Pun intended. Collins, age 65, is now capitalising on his newfound credibility by reissuing his catalogue under the rubric Take a Look at Me Now. Not everyone is pleased that he is no longer in retirement. Since last November, almost 5,000 people have signed a jocular petition to stop him returning to music. Even the most hirsute of online trolls, however, would be churlish to deny that In the Air Tonight still raises the nape hairs 35 years on.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next Five podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next Five wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.